The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Last hour we were talking about the AAF and its financial trouble, and Tom Dundon, the Carolina Hurricanes owner, has come in with $250 million for it to help it out. I think this makes him like primary owner of the league. But in all seriousness, I think this league is a good thing, and I'd like to see it survive financially. I don't know if it can. I can't predict the economics of it. You know, football teams are expensive. Travel is expensive, especially when you're a national league, not in a local league. You know, you're taking chartered planes, right? You're taking all this equipment with you wherever you go. It's probably the hardest of all the minor leagues to start up because of the costs. But we've already seen in 2 weeks, this is a well done thing so far. It doesn't pretend to be something it's not. The broadcasts are really good. It's entertaining. It's football, and it's football done by people who want to continue to play for whatever reason it is. They don't want to call it a feeder league. If they don't want to call it a minor league, I get it. Or development league, I get it. I understand the marketing of it. But the reality of it is this is where people are going to be able to go to continue to work on their craft. And I think that's a good thing. We don't have that in football currently. You play in college. They always talk about college being the minor league. No, it isn't. The reason it's not the minor league is because there's an end point. You can no longer continue to play college football. Whereas you can be in the minors your whole career. You can be, you know, a 35-year-old journeyman in the minors and make a career out of that if you'd like. But you can't do that in college. You can't stay in college for 10 years, 15 years. So college is not the minor league system of professional football. Professional football had no minor league system. It had other leagues like the World League of American Football however long that lasted. It's got the Canadian Football League, but it doesn't have some place to go. If you're a Christian Hackenberg, for example, and you think, if I just can work out a few things, I could make it as a backup in the NFL and get a six-figure salary. Maybe not start, but at least play at that level where I can get a pension and I can get all of the things that professional athletes and the NFL level can get. We don't have that. I hope it survives. In all seriousness, fun and games, going to rush to cash your check immediately. In all reality, I want this league to succeed. It's in trouble. This is too big of a deposit made on this league for it not to feel like it's in financial trouble. But I hope it survives because I think the NFL needs it.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Ron, has Antonio Brown hit crazy town, or is he playing us all for a fool eventually?
Not crazy.
I think he's heading to crazy town, is he not?
He's... It's almost, I'm not trying to use this lightly, but it's almost as if he's bipolar.
This is very weird. This latest Instagram post is jumbled nonsense.
Yeah.
He makes a couple of points in it, but as it's been pointed out, the points that he's making, I'm sorry, they're not practical. First of all, he says, if your squad wants to win and your squad wants a hungry wide receiver who's the best in the whole world, someone hit my phone. Well, they can't do that, Antonio Brown, because that's tampering. You still are a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have to trade you. They can't call you. They have to call the Steelers. You're not a free agent. I mean, what are teams really going to pick up the phone and talk to you? Here, you want out of Pittsburgh. You want it? No, the Steelers still, you are still a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You met with the owner. Everyone agrees it's time to move on, but they control that. They run that. And by the way, so if you think about picking up the phone and calling him, you better make sure you got some guaranteed money, because as he points out in the video, tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. Boy, that's like three negatives in one sentence. I ain't doing no unguarantees.
I know in the last hour we were talking about how there's an AI out there that can mimic people. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there is some use out of it.
Okay, so basically let's break that sentence down for a second. He says, I am not doing, okay, so he's not going to do something, no unguarantees. So an unguarantee is a deal that is not guaranteed. He says he's not going to do that, so he doesn't want any no unguarantees. So he doesn't want that, but he ain't doing that. That's three, again, that's three negatives in one sentence.
Is it one of those things where he will be doing it then?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do two of them cancel out and he's still back to the no, so he's good?
Because it's kind of like on the same line as, I can't care less.
Yeah, right. The correct way to say it is I could not care less.
Yeah, I could not care less.
Do never say you could care less. And when somebody says, hey, I heard you're dating Stacy.
I could care less.
And they're like, well, Bob told me. And you're like, I could care less. That means there is a chance that you could care less than you currently do. The correct way to say it is I could not care less, meaning there is no point. I am at the bottom of caring about this issue.
So then Antonio Brown is saying that he, repeat it.
Tell them I ain't, which is am not.
Yep.
So I am not doing no unguarantees.
I am not doing.
The correct way to say that would be I'm doing no unguarantees. Wouldn't that be the case?
I only want guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, he should have said that. Wouldn't that be easy?
That makes it.
Tell them I only want guaranteed money. That's a better way to say it.
I know exactly what you're saying now, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
When you say that, I ain't not doing no unguarantee.
Okay, so he says, tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL. Okay, what the hell does that mean? You just told people if they want a hungry wide receiver who's the best in the whole world, hit your phone, and then you say in a sentence, I am not even going to play myself no more for this NFL.
I think play is, you know, the slang term for play.
Okay, so all right, maybe
not
so.
Actually on the field playing, just like, you know, you can't play me anymore.
Then he says, I think I've done everything. What do y'all think? I think you've done very, very well. What's left for me to do? Win a Super Bowl? Got to be the right team for that, right? Yes. That's correct. Yes. Like the Patriots.
Tends to help out.
Tends to help if you play for New England.
Okay? He's not going to go to the Patriots.
No, but I'm saying if he wants, he goes, win a Super Bowl, got to be the right team, right? Yeah, the Patriots. Because they tend to win all the Super Bowls. Your team got guaranteed money.
Guarantee.
No. If your team got guaranteed money, they want to know me, work with me, tell them to call me. They can't call you. Your phone is not going to ring. They can't call you. I can't His agent needs to talk to him. Okay, because here's what's going to happen. Antonio Brown's not going to get any phone calls, and he's going to do another Instagram video where he's going to call everybody out in the league for not calling AB, for not wanting AB, for not wanting to have AB on their team to win a Super Bowl, and then he's going to go, and screw all of you, I don't even want to play anyway, when the agent should be telling him, hey, no one's going to call because that's tampering. They could call the Steelers, but they can't call you. He would probably go, oh, okay, maybe so.
So, I mean, he's fine. He's going T.O. on us.
He is going T.O. on us. And here is the cherry on top of the T.O. sundae. Don't call him A.B. anymore. He wants to be called Mr. Big Chest.
What?
The hell does that mean? Mr. Big Chest.
There's a song coming out, right?
What is this?
Mr. Big Chest. Who do you think you are?
What is he doing?
Big Chest?
Mr. Big Chest?
Like chest, like, you know, like his chest.
Is he saying Mr. Big Chest like, man, look, I've worked my pecs out so much, they are actually larger than most normal people? Or is he saying I got a big chest like I'm thumping it? Like I'm being brash?
Can he make him dance like Terry Crews? That's all I care about at this
point. That would be great.
Underneath the shoulder pads.
I like Antonio Brown, but he's heading to Crazyville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then he also, wasn't it he that Instagrammer tweeted out the photo of him and Rooney?
Yes.
Saying that they patched things up. It's time to go.
Patch things up. It's time to go.
It's like,
a black and white photograph?
Yeah. I still haven't heard from the Steelers camp going, it's time for him to go.
Okay. This reminds me of a very famous, this is a very famous analogy because everybody has heard this before, but I think it's apropos here. Remember when Justin Timberlake broke up with Britney Spears and everyone at first was like, why would you break up with Britney Spears? Yeah, she's so hot.
So
how
dumb.
Crazy. And just then stupid. Slowly over time, Britney Spears went crazy. Yeah. And you realize that Justin Timberlake sold the stock way before the market would have and made himself a killing. That is what's happening here with Antonio Brown and the Steelers. Make this work. It's Antonio Brown, for crying out loud. Steelers, calm down. Stop being so petty. Make this work. He's crazy. I get it. Oh, I get it now. And Juju Smith-Schuster is not so crazy. I gotcha. Way to go. All right, Pittsburgh. I understand. I'm sure Art Rooney went into that office, said, hi, Antonio. How are you? Call me Mr. Big Chest. Yeah, it's time for us to go.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown was like, oh, yeah. Whatever you need. Why was I even here? And he's looking around at his people. Like, why was I even here?
No, is he going to go? Get me out of here. Is he going to go Ocho Cinco on us and legally change it?
Yeah. Now that would be great. So it has. So or, his back of his jersey says Big Chest, but it's all one
word.
Is this
just a ploy and a setup to let us know that he's going to join the XFL?
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so. Vince McMahon's like, yeah, Mr. Big Chest, I can totally put that on your jersey. We'll sell a lot of them. You come over here, play for us.
We'll name a team after Mr. Big Chest. We like that team name.
Absolutely. Have you talked to Bob Stoops yet? I don't know if you heard. Bob Stoops in our league.
No. They're calling that team Y'alls.
Yeah, that's the Y'alls. But, you know, you maybe we can work something out where we change it to Y'alls Big Chest. I mean, that might work. Call Bob Stoops on that. Did I tell you Bob Stoops is in our league? We got Oklahoma Bob Stoops. They don't have Oklahoma Bob Stoops. We got Oklahoma Bob Stoops. Just talk to him. Sure, that'll work out fine. I'm sure Art Rooney was like, get me the hell out of this meeting as fast as I possibly can. This guy's crazy.
It was probably one of those things where Antonio's like, you know what? I'm glad you met with me. I think it's time to trade me. And Art probably was like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Or then again, I might actually have it all wrong. Maybe Antonio Brown was like, hey, Mr. Rooney, let me just let you know. I'm serious. This is my grievances. This is what I want. This is what I think would be best if we part ways. I think you could get this value for me. And he was like, wow, that's a really well done, well put together statement. He goes, now, hold on. What you're going to see in the next couple, you know, all that stuff, that's all me marketing, doing crazy things. I'm not really crazy, but I put together a portfolio. This is where I think my value is. And you should be asking for these from these teams who need my kind of help. And they're like, wow, what a presentation. Well done, Mr. Brown. And then maybe that worked out. So maybe I'm giving Antonio Brown some credit here. Maybe in the meeting, he was a normal wide receiver businessman instead of this Instagram lunatic that I just saw.
No, because you did the voice of Art Rooney going, oh, wow, that's very well thought out, Mr. Brown. And You didn't do his response. It's like, no, excuse me.
Sorry.
It's not Mr. Big Chess.
Yeah, that right until the end, right?
Yeah.
Right until the end.
All perfect. And then the hammer drops and just reminds him, like, oh, yes, Mr. Big Chess.
Oh, no. Oh, and he looks around and he goes, oh, we were so close. We were so close to the finish line. And Antonio Brown just went the other way. Golly. But let me, in all seriousness, he can't. He's somebody better get to him and tell him his phone is not going to ring.
It's so bizarre. Okay?
It's not going to ring. These teams aren't going to mess around with tampering. They don't want to lose picks for Antonio Brown.
And really what worries me and what frightens me is that, I mean, this escalated, what, November?
Oh, I know.
We're only three months in. And it just exploded with craziness.
It's totally true. It's totally true.
I mean, at least with like Terrell Owens or Ocho Cinco, it was spread out over a period of time.
Yeah, right?
We kind of got tested the waters. It was like, you know, T.O., you know, oh, okay, yeah, he's a bit of a diva. Oh, you know, he's doing some disrespectful things. And Ocho Cinco, you know, doing his thing, you know, all these weird antics, fake Hall of Fame jacket. Oh, he changed his name from Chad Johnson to Chad Ocho Cinco. That's kind of bizarre. But there was at least, you know, several seasons worth of crazy that we kind of got accustomed to. This one is like ramped up on full speed.
Yeah, it really did. It went from 0 to 110, like it very, very, very fast.
I mean, he had like a couple little things here where, you know, he filmed his coach post game. Yeah, maybe not do that in the locker room, but he's, you know, doing his social media, Instagramming live, you know, and he always shows up to training camp in bizarre fashion. Yeah. But those are all things that, you know what, we can kind of deal with it. Maybe it's because he was such a good wide receiver that we're like, we overlooked that there's been crazy there all along.
That's right. That's exactly right. The team is so sheltered that maybe we couldn't see this coming until we finally had to see it coming because it was finally public.
And then I don't know. I also want to think that part of this might be Le'Veon Bell's fault. That maybe he's seeing that. It's like, you know what? The Steelers did not budge once. I need to get out of here. I need to get to a team that will budge.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, won't franchise tag me, will give me that max contract and whatever. Maybe I don't know.
Antonio Brown's blonde mustache, he looks like he's like 45, 50 years old. Doesn't he? In the picture?
Yeah,
he's got the hair.
Nothing about
normal,
him right
on.
Now
then
is working.
He's got this blonde mustache that makes it look like, like he's aging, like he's in, like he was like, you know, like Kyrie and Uncle Drew, right? Like just kind of went like, oh, this is what I would look like at 50.
He needs to go back to, you know, having his hair look like a Lego piece.
Yeah,
he needs to go
back
to that Antonio Brown.
that was better, Antonio Brown. Oh, God. Get off the crazy train, AB, or Mr. Big Chest, or whatever you want to be called. I don't care. 800-777-2907, or hit us up on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, or at Ron Culver, and a number of things. We'll get back to baseball coming up with the Manny Machado deal with the Padres, $300 million. What does this mean for San Diego? Ron Bloom is going to join us coming up from the AP, and we're going to talk to him about that. That's going to be coming up in 15 minutes. You don't want to miss that, as where baseball stands now. We did think it was going in one direction, and now it's going in another. It's Tony D and Ron Culver, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Are we sure, Ron, that Bryce Harper will get more than $300 million? I would think that he's not going to sign for less, so he'll stay in the game until somebody pulls the trigger. But what if everybody goes, oh yeah, the Padres? No, they're crazy. No, we're not giving out. Other teams go, uh-uh.
We're already saying the Padres are crazy. I have to imagine that they saw this number and went, okay, you know what? If Manny's getting $300 million, because, I mean, the difference is Manny's probably a better all-around player than Bryce. But Bryce
that could be true.
But Bryce is a bigger name. Bryce is a bigger, you know, must-go-see. I must see this guy.
Anyway, he doesn't have the hustle problem that Manny Machado has. I mean, people are already ripping the Padres for signing a guy that doesn't hustle. Manny Machado is one of the best players in the league right now.
Yeah.
Stop. Whether he says he doesn't want to hustle or whatever, he's a very valuable piece of the lineup. Let's not overblow this.
And the other narrative they keep showing is how dirty of a player he is. It's like, he's a dirty player, but you know, at the end of the day, talent always wins.
Exactly.
Skill set always wins out.
My first reaction to the deal was, all right, well then the happiest guy right now in America is Bryce Harper because he's sitting on more than that, right? But then I thought, well, maybe not.
I think he is.
I think he is too. If the Padres were willing to do it, some other team is going to go, okay, the domino has fallen and now we can act.
And see, and here's the problem that I can foresee happening is that I don't believe Harper has the ego that he needs to be the highest paid player in Major League Baseball. Because right now that's Stanton. Stanton's contract was what, 10 years?
I don't think, yeah, 327.
320,
like
yeah. I don't think Harper cares, but I think Scott Boras does.
Oh, I think Scott Boras does completely.
I think that could be troubling.
Look, you have to understand the games that agents play when agents throw, when he threw out $400 million, the idea was to get 300, right? Like you throw out three or at least 350, right? You throw out four and you hope you get something in the threes. You're not getting four, but it's the game you play. Set the price of it very, very high so that it seems reasonable that somebody will come back with 325, 350. And you play the game and you play the teams against each other and the teams try to outsmart you because they know it's just a silly game everybody plays. But Boras was ready to look bad if both of these guys, including his client, were under the 300 mark. It's because if Harper was going to go for, let's say, 280, right, then everything Boras said leading up to this free agency was garbage, and it would send a bad sign. But I think now there's a possibility that he gets at least 300 from somebody, and I just don't know who that is. They keep saying the Phillies. We'll see. But I think that domino is going to fall within the next, I would say, 48 hours. But again, I don't know how this is going to play out. But the yesterday, just to hear that, you know what was funny is that I got one of those alerts on my phone that in the headline was Manny Machado agrees. I kind of just saw it. And there was a gut feeling that it was the Padres because we had just got done talking about the Padres. And I said, just my luck, it'll be the Padres. And then it was because if that's the last thing that was on my mind, I felt like anything the White Sox were doing were concrete, right? I mean, it felt like the White Sox would make an offer and there was no signing. They'd make another offer or something. There'd be no signing. They'd be talking about making an offer. There was no signing. And then the Padres stepped in, and then like within a day or two, Machado signs with them and goes, okay. And I think there was a couple of reasons that are just, it's not just money. Trust me when I tell you this, I'm the most cynical media guy when it comes to athletes saying, no, it's more than money. Because 99.9% of the time, the only thing that matters is the money. They just say that because they want to feel better about a decision that they made. Right? You hear this all the time. Athletes will go to a place and they'll be like, so is it about the money? No, it's a quality of life issue. I really enjoy living in whatever. It's about the money. Because quality of life can be had anywhere at a good price. I mean, you could live in the middle of nowhere, United States, and have a great quality of life with money. So it's usually 99% of the time about money. But in this case, I wonder if his agent in particular, or in him, saw, man, $300 million. First of all, I got the number I wanted, so that's a big plus. But hey, there are real reasons to join the Padres. Their willingness to spend, their willingness to try to put together a team to win. The place is, you know, the great ballpark, great city, great weather. Stay in the division that I kind of liked when I got to the Dodgers midway through last season. And also, there's a farm system, and we can actually win. We can do some things here. Maybe I'm giving them too much credit. Maybe none of that mattered. And they were like, oh, 300, where is that? I don't even care. Just bring me the offer. So maybe that was the case. But Bryce Harper's domino has got to be falling with the next day or two. At least that's what I think. But again, something I've been pointing out all show today, and I kind of got caught on this. Yesterday, I was saying, hey, this is where baseball is. It's been like this for a long time. This is where free agency is. These guys can't get the deals, and the reason is that the big teams that can afford these deals don't want to do these deals anymore. The Yankees, of all the teams in baseball, when George Steinbrenner would spend like nuts on anybody that he could get his hands on, is actually didn't want to pay the luxury tax. Right? There was only two teams, I think, that touched the luxury tax. It was Boston and Washington. Right? John Henry coming out and saying, you spend more, it helps with winning. And yet everyone in Major League Baseball was looking at the landscape saying, yeah, but it doesn't seem to be something people want to do. It doesn't seem to be what teams want to do now. Here are two young guys, both of these guys 26 years old. Both of these guys got tremendous futures. Even if you get 10 and get 8 out of them, it's still worth it, right? And you take the 2 years on the back end, nothing really happens. So what? You can get 8 great years with these guys in Major League Baseball. Instead, everyone was backing off. Everybody was, not making that big push. Then the Padres step in and make the big push. And it, all of a sudden, not only did you get the team that actually did it, so they said, forget it, forget all that narrative that we're actually trying to look at this more economically responsible. Nope, a team stepped in and did the $300 million. But it was one of the markets that I had said doesn't play this game, doesn't get into this game. And that was the San Diego Padres. But they have the money to get into this game. But the thing is, are they a Marlins team, right? Like the Marlins said, because if you look at Giancarlo Stanton's deal, it was like backloaded and it kind of made sense from a Marlin revenue standpoint. So when it really got tough, they unloaded him. I don't know how this contract is structured, but $30 million a year for Manny Machado in San Diego was a big surprise to me. SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Ron Bloom joins us, AP, on the Major League Baseball and the Manny Machado signing with the Padres. How are you, Ron?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, Ron, you would probably have a better handle on the economics of this board than I do. I was blown away the Padres landed Manny Machado. Is this a surprise from those of you who know this league better than I do?
Yes and no. I mean, last year, on the same exact date, the Padres finalized the $144 million deal for Eric Hosmer. So despite a team that tried to do a quick win 2015 and then went with rebuilding, the Padres haven't been afraid to spend money. And I think away from San Diego, we don't quite grasp how much the impact of the NFL's Chargers leaving San Diego meant that the Padres are now alone in the marketplace and they see spending as a way to reach those disaffected fans and sell tickets.
It is money. I get it. They got the money they wanted, $300 million. But there are, and it seems to be more and more coming out about how attractive San Diego is. What are some of the attractions for Manny Machado going to San Diego?
Well, the attraction is it's beautiful weather. It's just a pleasant place to live. The downside is, of course, that a team that's never won a World Series, that most people think isn't ready to contend now, yet you balance it with the Padres have one of the top-rated minor league systems in the major leagues at the moment.
So in the end, I mean, we get that the Padres are willing to spend money and willing to win. What, is it surprising that the White Sox didn't land him or any of these so-called bigger teams didn't land him?
Yeah, I mean, the White Sox offer $250 million over 8 years, they, with owner Jerry Reinsdorf turning 83 next week, they are desperate to get another winner for him. And I would think they'll be big players in Bryce Harper or one of the other sweepstakes. And the teams that so far have offered the most interest, at least publicly in Harper, have been San Francisco, Philadelphia, and San Diego.
Where are the Padres right now? What do they still need? It's a very competitive division. The Dodgers have won it for 6 straight years. The Rockies were a game out of that division last year. Where are the Padres right now with the way they're built can be competitive in the NL West?
They're not in very good shape right now so far. And if you look at their starting rotation, to get to a 20-game winner, you have to add up all the wins last year of the top four starting pitchers together.
So given that, what's the plan? I mean, there's some young talent coming up. Is this a 3 or 4 year plan, or is this something that we can expect the Padres to be pretty good later, maybe a year or two from now?
Yeah, I think the Padres expect that they could be maybe, if everything goes right, somewhere in the hunt for a wild card this year. Probably won't happen, but I think the Padres look at it, adding a young player like Machado, who's 26, it would put them in position to contend in 2020, 21, 22.
Ron Bloom joins us on the Associated Press on Major League Baseball. So today, this morning, February 20th, where do we stand with Bryce Harper? What's the latest on him?
Well, we know that Philadelphia has expressed a lot of interest with him. San Diego did. San Francisco. Washington is always going to be in the mix, especially given the good relationship between the Nationals and Harper's agent, Scott Boras, who did big deals with them for Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer. So I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up staying in Washington. It equally wouldn't surprise me if he winds up in Philadelphia.
All right, let's say he lands with the Giants. I know the Giants are making a push, but let's just hypothetically say he does that. Ron, is that a bad look for baseball if you have Machado, Harper, and Mike Trout all on the West Coast?
Not
necessarily. People like to think it is, but I don't know how that works out.
Yeah, I think they have certainly Monday to Friday, a lot less visibility playing night games that start at 10 o'clock Eastern time. But, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. had a national interest playing in Seattle all those years. And Nolan Ryan pitching in Anaheim with the Angels, he certainly brought a buzz to the game. Tony Gwynn in San Diego. So I don't think it's all that bad. Plus, if you look at it, the constant speculation that Mike Trout will wind up close to home in Philadelphia after the 2020 season when he's eligible for free agency. So I wouldn't worry too much about players going to the West Coast. There's enough star power to go around.
We were speculating this morning that it's, you know, likely Bryce Harper is one of the happiest guys now because if Machado got his 300, there's probably an offer close or even exceeding that coming. But that may not be true. Do you feel that that is true, that he will get what in the end, what him and Scott Boras are looking for?
Yeah, I have no doubt that Bryce Harper will get an offer somewhere $300 to $400 million in that range that Scott loves to set records. Harper is the right age and right sentiment to do it. So we will see. But I would be surprised if it's not a record-setting deal above Stanton's 325.
Ron, I'm willing to admit this. I kind of bought into the idea that Major League Baseball was heading into a different level of economics when these guys weren't being signed. It may just be that it's the same economics, just later than we all thought. Where was economics a while ago?
In economics, certainly the people getting affected and getting pushed out here are the veteran non-star players. So it's not the superstars that are getting shaved. It's the Neil Walker who's gone from $17 million to 4 to 2. It's players like that, someone who a few years ago might have had a $5 million contract. This year, he goes to spring training on a minor league contract and has to make the roster before his money is guaranteed.
I saw John Henry's comments that said, listen, if you spend money, it helps. I mean, it helps winning. But at the same time, there's some other factors that help winning, too. Is that widely accepted that that's really the way you go? Go out and get these guys and pay them a lot of money to do so? Or is there still a belief you can do it like the Astros did it, which is kind of build it up from the farm up?
Well, you can do it both ways. The Astros were kind of an extraordinary circumstance with three straight 100-loss seasons and then having the top draft pick 3 years in a row. But really, only one of those draft picks thus far has panned out in Carlos Correa. And I think most teams look more at Theo Epstein's model with the Chicago Cubs, where you build from within, mostly especially position players such as Addison Russell and Chris Bryant and Schwarber. And then you go out and you use your free agent dollars or your prospects for trades and add starting pitching.
Is the luxury tax, has that done what it's been what thought would do? I mean, it looks, and there are teams who have avoided it. There's teams who have gone over it. Maybe not year to year, but as a whole, what has been the effect of the luxury tax on the way people manage their payroll?
Well, I think starting with the current labor agreement with the surtaxes, which can run up as high as 90%, certainly it's had an impact. If the Red Sox had a top tax rate of 50%, I would think that they'd be interested in keeping Craig Kimbrel. But with a top tax rate over 92%, it becomes prohibitive. So as teams get to $20 and $40 million over that threshold, it gives them pause. That's why the Yankees were so intent last year to get under the tax, because that reset their first tax rate this year to 20%.
Ron, some of the rules that people are talking about amending, changing baseball from DH to pitch clocks to some of the other rules to help make the game more fan friendly, if you will, are those real, or are those the simple talking points that come up every now and then?
No, I think management's certainly intent on speeding the pace, getting in a pitch clock. I think we could soon see things like the between-inning break shortened and maybe the first pitch or two being shown on a split screen with a commercial. Some of the bigger economic issues, like the designated hitter, like changing the draft rules, I think those would wait for a larger negotiation, either for the next round of collective bargaining in 2021, or as part of a large negotiation for a new contract that would start early and go later.
Ron, good stuff. Really appreciate your insight, and especially on a busy day for Major League Baseball. Thank you so much.
No problem. Good to speak to you.
Good Bye-bye. To speak to you, too. Ron Bloom, again, Associated Press of Major League Baseball. So we are expecting Bryce Harper to be over 300. At least that's what he says. No doubt Bryce Harper will get over 300, between 3 and 4. All right, so I was a little cautious because I wasn't 100% sure where they might land. The rules things are interesting because pitchers don't want pitch clocks. But at the same time, think about this. If you're Major League Baseball, you don't want to lose kind of, not to say a generation. I don't think it's hard to lose an entire generation. But you don't want to lose a group of people, an economic block that is just that just lives life differently than the way you present it. We can criticize the young people for always being on their phones and wanting instant this and instant that, but we helped create that for them. Like we, and I'm talking to me as a little older than a millennial, we've created that for them. We've given them apps on their phones so they can get food instantly. We've given them apps to find parking spaces. We've given them the apps to make banking easier where they don't even have to walk in to make a deposit. I was joking about, you know, running when I was working in minor league basketball, running to the bank on payday to cash the check to see when has a millennial ever ran to the bank to do anything? We've given them this life. And then Major League Baseball says, oh, no, come to our sport where it could last 5 hours. It's just the beauty of the game. And they are growing up in a society that says, 5 hours for one thing? Are you out of your mind? I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I don't even want to wait for a cab. Are you kidding? I got an Uber now. Like, baseball has to adapt. It has to. Otherwise, it's going to die. Golf is doing the same exact thing. Golf really is losing a generation because the millennials don't even want to play. Forget watch. They don't even want to play. Right? So when you say, oh no, there's no worry about how long a guy takes over a shot. He can take as long as he wants over a shot. Oh, we'll put him on a clock, but we won't really enforce it. If it's too long, these kids are going to check out, and that's your next economic block, right? As they get older and they make more money, how are they going to spend their money? You know what they're not spending money on? Golf clubs, golf course memberships, golf in general, houses on golf course. The whole industry is collapsing because the golf didn't really adapt to them. That didn't really say, oh, by the way, here's a way to play faster. Here's a way to play quicker. Oh, here's 2 hours. Play 9 holes. Come out. Here's specials. Here's you can do this. You can do that. Here's lessons for half price. You want a lesson? It costs a lot of money. These guys have a lot of, they have a lot of ability to that they want to share, but it's not going to be, it's not cheap. But in the process, you lose out. And baseball's doing the same thing. They don't want to go to 4-hour baseball games. They don't want to go to games that take an eternity. Be good. Be ready. Be ready to go. You make 3 pitching changes in an inning. Yeah, we'll bring the guy out and have him throw immediately. Like there's this idea that, the game has to speed up. And if players reacting to that sort of ingenuity is saying, I don't want that. I don't want a pitch clock. I don't want anything to change my rhythm. You're going to lose. You're going to lose out on a lot of people who are just the way their life is, it's just not, it doesn't coordinate with what Major League Baseball has to offer. All right, 800-777-2907 as we roll along on SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of SB Nation Radio presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Two things I want to get to close out this hour. One, on this date in 1997, so just a little over 20 years ago, 22 years ago, Barry Bonds, and this is relevant to Manny Machado, Barry Bonds signed a deal with the San Francisco Giants. 2 years, get this, Ron, 2 years, $22.9 million, just a little over $11 million a year, about $11.5 million a year. That was a record 22 years ago.
And then he met Balco.
And then he met Balco. Yeah, then he met Balco. So, you know, listen, Machado's not didn't get the biggest contract in Major League Baseball history. Giancarlo Stanton still has that. But when we're talking 30, 32, 33 million, man, that's, you know, three times what it was. 20 years ago, $11 million was a record.
Would you even care? I mean, if someone said, you know, $10,300,000, it's not the richest in MLB history, but
no, I wouldn't
care.
They're
$10,000,000. Just sign me up.
I don't think I'd go crazy like that. This other one is a sweet story, and I thought because we petrified everybody last hour with that AI was going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Here's a story that I thought was very sweet and very nice. There was an 86-year-old man who went on eBay. And he bought a VHS machine, a VCR machine. I don't even know what it's called now. A VCR. All right, VCR. Now, you're probably like, oh, man, old man. He sent the guy a letter because he needed that machine because he had a whole bunch of VHS tapes and he wanted to watch them again. And on these tapes were his retirement 25 years ago, seeing old friends that weren't around anymore, wedding with family and friends who also are not around anymore, his kids growing up, ski trips, travels, the maturing of his family is the way he put it. And he wanted to thank the seller for putting an old VCR machine on eBay so he could buy it, so he could experience all of these memories again at 86 years old. I thought that was really great.
Kind of sad.
I thought that was really great. Yeah, kind of sad, but at the same time, what do you do with all those tapes? I'm sure everybody has a whole pile of tapes that they just can't play anymore.
Yeah.
You just can't play anymore.
I have not just VHS tapes, but camcorder.
Yeah, camcorder, you know,
like
stuff,
the little mini ones.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of those.
I have a couple of my son that we don't know what to do with yet. We may eventually go down to the old turn them into digital, you know, kind of
exactly.
Companies.
Get them converted.
But, yeah, but if you're 86, you don't even know how to begin to do that. Like, where are you going to go to that? And whatever. All you just want is a machine. Give me a machine. I'll plug it in and play it. I
just want to watch it.
That's all I want to watch. I just want to watch these memories. I just want to watch this. And so on eBay, a guy probably didn't think he'd sell it, probably didn't think he'd get rid of it, put an old VCR machine, and it made not only a guy's day, but his life. Made it so that, you know, he would even write a letter and thank you. And then it ended up viral. So that's a pretty good story, SB Nation AM.